Coming up on 8:46, and it is high time to discover Austin, as we do every Friday here on the KAUS Morning Show. And joined, as always, by the director of Discover Austin, Nancy Schnabel, and she's brought a special guest with her here this morning. Good morning,
yes,
Nancy.
Good morning, good morning. We were just talking off the air that John's over at the Fishing Opener in Lake City. They got beautiful weather over there
they
for that this morning.
Certainly do, yes.
And then I also learned that the Isaac Walton League actually kind of started over by Lake City, and we've got Jim Styles with the Austin Isaac Walton League here to tell us more about it. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Thank you for having me there. Yeah, we were talking about the Isaac Walton League 100 years ago. We started over in that area, and in a year's time, in 1922, they set aside 250,000 acres of the Mississippi River Refuge from Wabasha all the way down to Rock Island, Illinois.
Wow, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, fantastic.
It is. Yeah. How many of us go over to the river to see the wildlife and the waterfowl and enjoy the water? And that's an Isaac Walton League that did that.
That started that.
That is amazing.
Fantastic.
Amazing.
There.
Well, the Austin Isaac Walton League has a lot of fun things that are going on, too. And you've got a special fundraiser that's coming up. You usually do these state cookouts, but this one has a little special twist to it.
It does. It does. It's going to happen Wednesday, May 15th, starting at 5:30, and we're going to donate proceeds to the Austin Whitewater Group. And there, you know, the Ikes were about clean water, clean air, and clean soil. And this is, you know, about and recreation uses too, and that's what this is about. And we're going to have a steak fry, and you can grill your own steak. And we'll have beans and potatoes and coleslaw and free hot dogs for the kids. And we'll have some whitewater material up too, where people can see, hey, what's this whitewater park? What's it going to do? Where is it going to be at? You know, and so that information will be there too. And some members from the group will be there. And also, we're going to have a raffle, not just for that night, but for all of our cookouts through the year, and the proceeds of that raffle will go to the Whitewater Group too. And $5 a ticket. We have a kayak from Runnings as first prize, and cash prizes and gift certificates from local area businesses that will definitely see the benefit of the Whitewater Project and what they're doing here in Austin.
That sounds fantastic. And these just aren't any steaks. These are like hearty 12-ounce, I think you said, steaks.
It's a New York strip, man.
New York strip from Jim's Super Value. He gives us a deal on them, and he always cuts them a little bigger and thicker than they need to be.
Oh, man.
we're getting some good food for a good cause. It sounds like a great night. And you said May 15th, so this coming Wednesday.
Yeah, May 15th starts at 5:30. Kids eat free. We'll have hot dogs for the kids, and they can get beans and, you know, baked potato too, or whatever they want.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
And where do we get tickets from? Can you get them at the door? Do you have to get them from a Isaac Walton League member or one of the Whitewater members? Or where do we get these tickets?
Well, exactly. The Whitewater members do have the tickets. Ike's members, we have tickets too. But most importantly, we will have them at the door also. Available.
Sounds good. Okay. So you can get them from a whole lot of different options, or just show up at the door. And you said that's 5:30 on Wednesday?
Yeah, 5:30, $20 a person. And like I say, proceeds go to the Whitewater Park. And what a great cause.
Yeah, that's for sure.
And what a great effort to bring that to Austin.
Yeah, that's going to be something. If that comes to fruition, wow, what a attraction to Austin that's going to be. So.
Yeah, and it sounds like they're making pretty good progress on that. I know they did like this feasibility study. They raised enough money to be able to do that. And then they had a public information session that a lot of people attended. And now they're kind of moving on. I saw the loggers are out in the water right now, and my understanding is that they needed to put those in, and so they got the donations. I think the Eagles really helped out with that one so that they could get them in time to record all those water levels and the flow of the water, so they can use that information to make sure when they do the design phase, which would be the next phase, that they've got all the information that they need to make those educated decisions to make it better for everybody and for the best Whitewater Project that they can make. So all good things, that's for sure.
Yeah.
So this isn't the only steak fry that you have. You also do them throughout the entire summer.
Yeah, we do. We do. We have one June 19th, and the proceeds from that one will go to the Grand Meadow sixth graders. We send them to Eagle Bluff for a day, and so little kiddos can enjoy that. In September, September 11th, we'll have another one for the Chert Mine in Grand Meadow. And you want to talk about an amazing story that's going to be when that is completed within the year with the walking path and tour and everything. And we're donating $1,000 to that project to help restore prairie in that area. And then on October 9th, we'll have our last steak fry. And that's when we'll draw for the raffle, too.
Oh, so you can buy raffle tickets at all of the different cookouts throughout the summer.
Okay.
At all of them, yeah.
Okay,
wow.
Okay. Nice. Sounds good. So you guys really are immersed into the community and doing good things, fundraising for a lot of good projects, the way it sounds.
You know, Jim, I was going to ask, I guess, A, are you guys looking for new members? And B, how does one become a member of the Isaac Walton League if they wish to be?
Yeah, we're always, and, you know, what a great Mother's Day present that
there
would
you
be
go.
For mom.
Yeah.
I mean, what mom doesn't like going out in their yard and looking at understanding how to plant some native prairie plants and enjoying butterflies and birds and those types of things.
Exactly.
And that's what the Ikes are really all about. We're just a lot of retired educators and younger people and older people who have a lot of experience and contacts throughout the community to make our community greener. We helped establish the walking path green area around the Mill Pond, where we have lots of native prairie plants through there. And, you know, hey, if we want good water quality, we have to have a lot of native areas, buffers that filter the water, keep it clean, so we have more fish, we have more butterflies, we have more birds. And it's something we all can learn about.
Yeah.
Homeowners, yes, it's our responsibility too. Landowners, you know, do the best practices that make the water the best that it can be, so we all can enjoy it. And hey, it's no fun to walk around Mill Pond if there's nothing to look at except except cement and buildings. And with all the people moving to Austin and those areas, it's more important than ever that we have green spaces that really attract not only people but butterflies.
Yeah, and you hear these alarming numbers about, you know, like for example, monarch butterflies, which only can exist on milkweed, you know, and hear their numbers of where they might even be going on the endangered species list here, unfortunately. And then our state bee, the rusty patch bumblebee, the population of that has went way down as well. And just you know, it's very alarming, and that's why we have you good folks to help us make us aware of that and try to turn it the other way.
And too, but it's something ordinary everybody can do is
if you
put out 2-3 milkweeds in your yard, you're going to be amazed at what you see there. You know, you're going to see those pollinators and that's how we all make a difference. And it's fun to share those and learn and certainly share that with the community.
And you can certainly learn more all about that starting next Wednesday at the Ike's Cabin on at Todd Park for the steak fry.
Sounds perfect. And I'm going to personally thank you for all the things you do at Mill Pond, because I walk around that pretty much every day for my lunch break. And some of those trees out there are blooming right now. It's just absolutely beautiful.
It is beautiful. So, I've walked around there many, many times myself as well. And it's something to see. That's for sure.
Well, too, we also have, there's some Midland shooting stars blooming out there now. And they are native. They're the only flower we have in Mower County that's native to our county.
In
Minnesota,
The
Midland shooting star.
Okay.
I'm going to have to look for those this summer for my lunch break today.
They're only about a foot tall, and you'll see them blooming around Mill Pond.
And are they blooming? What color do they bloom?
They're sort of pink and white.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, sort of a delicate flower, but yeah, they're about native, a foot tall.
Only native to Mower County.
Only native, yeah. And
wow.
That's where the trail comes from, you know,
sure.
From Adams down to Lake
Star,
Louise.
Yeah.
Sure.
To Midland Shooting Star.
Fantastic.
All right.
And, yeah.
If I see them on my lunch break, watch the Discover Austin Facebook page. I will post a picture of them on there. So wonderful, wonderful. Well, thanks so much for joining us. And if you are looking for things to do, be sure to check out the Discover Austin, Minnesota calendar on our website, austinmn.com.
All right. Thank you, Nancy. Thank you, Jim, for being with us here today as it's 8:56. And I'm back with more here on the KAUS as we head to the top of the hour after these words.